Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth using the checks and balances so brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And man, have we got some interesting tidbits for you. You know, we've talked a lot about disruptive technologies on this program, from IT to, solar to wind power to interesting turbines to, electric vehicles to the list goes on and on and on. And opportunities there. And some of it turns out to be real. Some of it turns out not to be so real. I'll give you an example. We talked a long, long time ago about how Motorola was going to put together an incredible opportunity to take average radio AM signals and to put them through a digital processor and eliminate the background noise and then amplify the signal in such a way to where AM radio stations would be so much stronger and more valuable. And it literally turned an AM signal that sounded grungy and, wow, just horrible, into a signal that was tremendous. And we had Motorola officials on talking about it. It was incredible. And then all of a sudden, poof, all the people working on the project were gone, couldn't get a hold of anybody. Now, I believe that technology is real. I just believe that technology got shut down. I don't know why, but there's many times powerful forces in the world that literally control the outcomes. They buy up patents, they lock companies down, they threaten to sue people, all kinds of things happen. And it's tragic, but we've kept an eye on all kinds of technologies. There's many more examples. They told us that, hey, we're going to have these fuel cells, right? All you need to do is just buy 7-Eleven, grab a fuel cell, hook that sucker up to your laptop, and man, you'd be able to run your laptop for like 15 hours on this disposable fuel cell. They literally talked about that in the news. It was going to come out, it was going to be tremendous. Poof, what happened? It was like 10 years ago, and I haven't ever seen one. Maybe I'm just not going to the right 7-Elevens, you know? But anyway, that's what I'm talking about, is that these technologies oftentimes are real. Why do they get shut down? Why do they get squashed? Why do things change? Increased mileage for vehicles is there oftentimes, too. But there's a lot of money in stopping this technology and controlling the outcome. We could literally develop electricity off the grid very easily. But they don't want that to happen because they love the grid. That's what keeps us all connected and under their thumb, under their control. It's almost like they're singing a Rolling Stones song, under my thumb kind of thing. Well, anyway, there are technologies that are real, and there are things that are bubbling up to the surface. And it almost reminds me of WikiLeaks a little bit, in the sense that some of these things they pretended weren't real. We pushed the new media taking center stage along with WikiLeaks and others. And pretty soon now, some of these things that they first claimed we are crazy about now cannot be denied. So we are seeing a change, a sea change in disruptive technology and in the ability to force that technology to the mainstream, to center stage, if you will. With that in mind, Neldon Johnson is our guest. He's the inventor of Raw Power 3. It's solar technologies as well as many other technologies. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you.
What do you think of this introduction? A lot of times these technologies have been shut down, but I think we're starting to see a new day where they're not going to be able to shut it down any longer, Neldon.
Well, like all new technologies, you can only be right. You can only be right once. But you could be wrong 10,000 times, you know. I mean, the light bulb, for example, took 1,000 times of being wrong, and finally he found the right combination to make the electric light bulb, you know, Edison. And so inventing is a very risky business. It's expensive. It's R&D is expensive. It takes a lot of money to develop a project. And like I said, you can only be you got to be right. And if you find out down the road that you've made a mistake, there's no way that you can compensate for that.
Although sometimes you can be partially right, and a lot of times it takes iterations of technologies sometimes to get it completely right, if you will, right?
Right, and you have to have the right combination of products to come together to make to develop the project right. For example, our turbine is a rocket engine turbine. It's real, and it's been evaluated by NASA scientists. And we have the white paper on it, and it works. It's been working since 2001. But it wouldn't help you a lot if you didn't overcome some other problems, such as the high price of heat exchangers and the high maintenance of heat exchangers. So we got rid of the fan-type turbine. But we weren't able then to make it small enough to fit like into the engine, the external combustion engine into an automobile, without next developing the a new heat exchanger, which we just got patents on. And so now we're 1,000th the cost, 1,000th the size, and 1,000th the maintenance of the regular type heat exchangers. We don't use any pipes to transfer energy. And so if you look at the old locomotives, steam locomotives, all that front end is heat exchangers and boilers. And that's pretty cumbersome to overcome, see. Now, we did that. But one patent wouldn't have worked, see. Now we have a small enough where we can make an external combustion engine as small as or smaller than a internal combustion engine. But it takes a while to do that. You know, it doesn't come out in one day. It is very expensive, and the process is expensive.
So all these technologies start to, I don't know if this is the right term, but it almost becomes there's a confluence when these technologies start to join where the real power, where the real disruption starts to happen. Does that make any sense?
Right. In our case, that's what we've done. We own 30 patents and 30 patent pending. Now, all of them are not in energy. We have a variety of technologies that we use. But the fact of the matter is there are about four or five patents that are energy related and make it possible for you to become completely off the grid. For example, I don't know if you're familiar with what they call wet air oxidation. And from that, because of the turbine, we can use salt water even to drive the steam turbine, where a normal turbine has to have perfectly, clean water. And so what happens is we now can desalinate water, make clean water from salt water, cheaper than you can pump it out of the ground. So now we produce electricity, and the byproduct is we can heat your house with the byproduct of heat and clean the sewage water. But the what we call wet air oxidation means that we now can burn hydrocarbons in the water without having a flame in the water. And so we don't have to dry out your sewage and before we burn it. If we can burn that, we have to have a temperature in the water about 350 to 400 degrees and compressed about 2,000 PSI. But when we do that and add oxygen to it, it will burn right in the water and deliver energy and increase the temperature of that water. And in doing so, it burns up the hydrocarbons or the sewage, see. or algae. For example, right now in algae is very good. I mean, you get a lot of algae in an acre of ground, about like 200 gallons or 200 barrels of oil equivalent. But the problem is harvesting it and then drying it and making it so that you can burn it. We don't need that. We can burn high, we can be able to burn algae down directly in what we call the wet air oxidation system and produce energy for our turbines.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Neldon Johnson, inventor of Raw Power 3 solar technologies and many other technologies, will talk about them as the broadcast unfolds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So we first interviewed Greg Shepherd, ladies and gentlemen, and we talked about seven disruptable renewable energy technologies and how these technologies are literally going to dramatically change every one of our lives. It's hard to even contemplate all this stuff happening because it would be so disruptive. Nothing that we interface with on a daily basis, technology-wise, wouldn't somehow change under this. I mean, it's just shocking in its implications, in the opportunities, et cetera. And we're talking about that. We talked with Greg Shepherd before. And now we're talking about the ability to make a huge difference to deal with our sewage, to deal with the ability to get water. It just goes on and on. The inventor is Neldon Johnson. He's the inventor of Raw 3 Solar Power Technologies, and he does a radio show on KNRS AM 570 out of Salt Lake City. And the show discusses with Abby Bonnell the disruptive technologies used by Raw Power 3 and gives a look into the future as more and more of these technologies start to be commercialized and to be put into use. They've got two websites. RAPower3.com is one of them, and the other one is IAUS.com. It's pretty simple, IAUS.com. Now, there's a lot of information on this stuff, and it's super hard to get your arms around all of it because it's just, it's so vast, so disruptive, so revolutionary, if you will. Kurt's been studying it quite a bit. Kurt, why don't you jump on here and say hi to our guest, Mr. Johnson, and then let's just have an open discussion and talk about some of the changes we'd see in our lives, some of the takeaways that are meaningful for you and I and the average person, and what this really means. Kurt?
Well, thank you, Sam. And, you know, like Sam said, Mr. Johnson, we've over our not 30 years, but since the early 90s, we've been involved in the media. And we have been approached and seen and heard of a lot of, well, in our opinion, amazingly sounding kind of things. And yet very few of them have really, well, ever come to pass. And what was interesting to me is both of us spent a number of years of our lives in the Delta, Utah area, living there, and now, at least in my opinion, I've been to your site where you have a number of these devices that are in place, preparing to be able to send a large amount of power into California, where they've basically said, hey, we're not going to take power from that evil coal and that kind of stuff. Now, I kind of joke around about that because I don't really feel like it's evil, but they've made those decisions. And so, you know, I think your company and, you know, your group is, in my opinion, ready to take advantage of those this opportunity. You know, I've seen in myself the place, and I've seen these devices. I've listened to every one of your previous programs that I've been able to, you know, get my ears on, I guess you'd say. And I'm very, very impressed, and so I've pushed to bring you to our audience, and so I appreciate you coming, and I'm grateful that Sam has given us the time. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'd like to tell you that in a couple of minutes I could just summarize everything for you, but the bottom line is, for me, these are technologies that can change your life. This gentleman is the inventor of, for example, the self-checkout thing. And yet, most people are unaware of that. You know, I'm amazed when I participate in that idea at the grocery store level. The self-checkout, they say on the RAPower3.com, website says the self-checkout started it all. And, you know, he, Mr. Neldon Johnson, has, he developed this self-checkout system, and we enjoy it today. And it was because of that technology and some of that original funding that they've been able to move forward with some of these other patents. I don't know for sure where you want to go, Mr. Johnson, but we certainly appreciate you being with us, and your efforts are, well, I'm grateful for them.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you very much. That's very complimentary.
How do we take these technologies? The first one we see in our lives, and I think Kurt is spot on in bringing up the self-checkout. The first one we're already seeing day-to-day. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, people didn't really, you know, self-checkout was like, you know what, I try that stupid thing, and I try to put my, you know, item on the scanner, and it never scans, and somebody has to come and help me, or I finally give up and go through the normal line with a cashier. Now those days are gone, and I mean, my family, they oftentimes, even when there's not a line, they go to self-checkout. They just find it easier and faster, and they can make sure the prices are right. I don't know if you say the price is right, but they can do all that stuff, and they find that actually more of a joy to do the self-checkout because it's quicker and it's easy, and so we've changed that already. It's already changed our lives. That's one that you can see already happening. What do you think will actually come to fruition next, sir, in terms of will really change our lives and be integrated next into our lives? Which of these technologies do you think is coming next, in other words?
Well, we've already produced the the power of the large power project, and now we've developed the small one that can go in people's homes and create a place where the people can become self-sufficient off the grid. They can grow their own food, you might say, and their own energy again. I mean, if you grow, like, if you were at a dairy, for example, you could grow the feed for your dairy, and 80% of that comes out as, as manure, and you burn that in the wet air oxidation system to produce the power for your farm, you might say. And so with that, now, with this kind of technology, you can become a much more independent and operate these small farms where they become profitable again, because you don't have external costs that you have now. You're raising cattle basically for free. We have what we call the new voltage control board, DC voltage control board, where we now can take capacitors, which have pads on these capacitors, and replace them with batteries, because the difference is my voltage control board will take DC input and maintain a DC output without any coils or transformers, which makes this power unit very, very small. And so now you can take a capacitor, which loses charge, loses voltage as you discharge the capacitor down. You take a 12-volt capacitor, charge to 12 volts, and as you deplete the charge on that capacitor, it'll go down like to 1 volt, say. Well, you can't use that in a regular system like a regular DC battery, as it discharges, stays at 12 volts. So with this new voltage control board, and it has patents on it, we have a white paper from the BYU electrical engineering department, and so you can see that on the web. But anyway, what happens is we can now take 1 volt, push it to 1,000 volts if we want to, or whatever you choose as the output. See, it doesn't matter what the input is. So by doing that, we now can replace batteries with capacitors. Capacitors have several advantages. They can accept the charge instantaneously. So you can change the capacitors and change charge electric car in minutes rather than hours and days. So you can have a tractor now that's electric tractors, electric implements, and now you're producing your own electricity from your what you grow to feed your cattle and have a closed system.
All right, hold on, sir. Neldon Johnson, our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is an inventor of the Raw Power 3 solar technologies. We're talking about the self-checkout that you see in supermarkets. Started it all. He's the inventor of that as well. He does a radio show on KNRS breaking this stuff down. We'll do more in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, one of the products they've got is called the Johnson Turbine. Ladies and gentlemen, kind of cool. Neldon Johnson, our guest. We're talking about Raw Power 3, rapower3.com, and the disruptive technology it brings to the table. And, you know, on one hand, there's a heavy dose of skepticism for this stuff, just because we've seen it for years. Everybody's got this new way to do something awesome, and you know what? It oftentimes doesn't pan out. Neldon clearly says, hey, you know what? This inventing stuff is a risky business. You can only be right once, and you can be wrong so many different ways from Sunday that it's very scary proposition. But they painfully, and I should say painstakingly and painfully too, have had to just work at these technologies and try them, and they get a breakthrough, and then it's like, oh, the breakthrough is great, but because of this, and then they got to work on it. We're starting to see payday, though. We're starting to see real advancement. Even Elon Musk just announced, hey, these electric cars that he's putting together, you know, $60,000 to $100,000 for one of those vehicles. Now he's just released one. It just got announced in the news today. Hey, they're going to be able to do it for $35,000. Pretty soon it's going to be less than that. And so you do see direct steps marching in the right direction for a lot of this stuff. The question is, how fast will it come to fruition? When will it really change my life in a meaningful way? Well, when it comes to these self-checkout scanners, it already has. So there's proof in the pudding and there's track records to see. That's important. Those are important milestones. You know, the steam turbine, for example, well over 100 years old, right? But the jet propulsion turbine that Johnson has put together is a leap forward in energy delivery, etc. So it's tremendous what we're seeing, Kurt, but, you know, this skepticism is really hard to overcome, right?
Well, yeah, and one of the key things, Mr. Johnson, that we've seen is almost any time our government tries to fix something, you know, for example, the solar industry, where they give tax benefits and things like that, we see so much havoc, I guess you could say, in those sectors of society or of the economy, simply because government shouldn't have ever jumped in there, and then they basically create havoc because of their involvement. And that's one of the things that makes us so I guess you could say almost critical of the whole solar industry is simply because our government should have never got involved in it, but they have. And, you know, the thing that amazes me with your system is it's completely different. It's not, got a device that's static and holding still and hoping that the sun will be aimed at it long enough. It literally tracks the sun, all day. It uses the concentrated power of the sun to heat. This is my understanding of it, and of course, straighten me out as you see. But to heat this, basically to heat things up in a great fashion, so that not only can you generate a lot of power from it during the day, but you can also store that same heat so that you've got power and can use the power 24 hours a day. Go ahead with your explanations. We just wanted to throw those pieces in there.
We have two ways of doing solar energy, which we have now patents on, and that is, one is with a patented Fresnel lens that we can do in rolled plastic, which is very inexpensive. And then we have a thermal side, and we have a concentrated PV side. And the concentrated PV side is very important because it opens up a lot of applications where we don't have now. We're 300 times plastic against silicon. So if you're paying $6 a watt for silicon, say, we get down to about 6 cents. We have a new patented on a system where we have a photovoltaic system that's 60% efficient because of a CPV system and the way it works. We also have what they call the thermal side, which we use, and we can heat, like, say, we heat molten salt. Well, molten salt is very inexpensive, and you can store it for almost 7 days in a well-insulated container, and use that heat for 7 days during the time when the sun doesn't shine to produce electricity for your home. So we're the only ones that can inexpensively store the solar sun, you might say, in the form of an energy storage system, where, you, like I said, you don't have to be on the grid. In the traditional systems, you have to have the grid in order to maintain power 24/7, and because you can't store that power, you have to sell the power that you're not using while you're making more power than you need. You have to store that back on the grid. Well, the power companies now push back and say that's not fair to our other customers because they're subsidizing other people's power by using their power and putting it back on the grid at a higher cost. And so that makes it so everybody else has to pay for your solar energy, which completely is not fair. But that's the only way it can be working, and it's the only way it can be competitive. But our system doesn't require that. You can have this system on it, and you only pay for what you use. You don't have to worry about that kind of situation. And because of the solar subsidies, and like I said, there's a lot of controversy that anybody can stand on both sides of that issue. And obviously, there's been a lot of money thrown at it since they put it on. And most of the 90% of all the companies now are broke. But the Sun Edison just went bankrupt just here last month, I believe. But anyway, because of the subsidies, and while they're available, we can introduce a product line that gets you basically a free home unit that's guaranteed to make the payments on it. If it doesn't make the payments, then we make the payments for you. It's guaranteed to make payments. So you can't lose any money on the process. We're introducing that, and that's why we're doing it. But excuse me. But yeah, we're pretty excited about the technology, the Johnson turbine, the patented Fresnel lenses, the thermal side, the CBV side, and also then the voltage control boards, the heat exchangers. All of those patents are critical in producing that particular item for that particular market. So yeah, we're really excited about the technology. We're working on new technology. Obviously, we have what we call fusion nuclear reactors. We have it getting patent pennies on. We have a new fission nuclear reactors. That one will use thorium, and one uses just the regular 0.7% U-235. So you don't have to have enriched uranium. So we're excited about all of that technology, because what it means is that you can become totally independent of food, energy, water, and the heat for your house, basically the automobiles. So it replaces all your hydrocarbons, all your oil. Excuse me. So yeah, there's a lot of concern from people out there that this could disrupt a lot of capital, and it could take and hurt the oil market considerably, because when you introduce electric cars that can be charged in a matter of minutes, and not just that, but our turbine will provide the energy at your charging station, where you can charge, say, 10 or 20 cars at a time and have a full load there without disrupting your power grid. The way the energy can be generated at various charging stations. And so, yeah, we can charge a car in just a matter of, say, minutes rather than 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. You can do trucks, you can do buses, you can do motorhomes, and a variety of things. And we're introducing a new motorhome later on. Hopefully it'll be next year. That will make it possible for you to have a motorhome that is totally self-contained. Drive it on coal, say, from California to New York for $200. And in doing so, you recycle all your gray water. You never have to put water back in the system or do anything like that. So we're kind of excited about that product.
All right, hold on, sir, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Neldon Johnson, inventor of Raw Power 3 technologies. Anyway, interesting. Hang tight.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict, and I can't.
I admit it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs, and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, if we can get that into a motorhome style, you know, internal package with a lot of these technologies to deal with the human waste and the garbage and etc., to deal with appropriately, you know, getting us water that's available, that can literally recycle it, that can make it available, that can deal with the electricity, that can deal with wind and solar and these turbines to literally not only gather energy, but deal with it effectively in terms of turning it into heat to keep us warm, heat to heat water, you know, the technology to go ahead and store this energy so that, you know, one of the big problems has been, hey, if the energy is available in the day, that doesn't do you any good at night. Well, unless you can store it, right? And so all these technologies literally work together, kind of like spokes on a wheel to make the whole wheel turn, if you will. And that's kind of the discussion here, and that's why it seems so complex and so complicated. But if we can boil it down, if we can simplify it and miniaturize it, which has been the big effort over the last 15 years from what I understand or so, to miniaturize this stuff, and that's what makes it possible to put in the hands of the average American. You know, it just sounds daunting. But Neldon Johnson is one of the inventors. They've been at this for a while. You know, have Donald Trump and Elon Musk and some of these other big leaders, some congressmen and senators in the state of Utah or other states, have they really globbed onto this? Because, look, this is a game changer, Mr. Johnson.
Well, no. You know, we've got a lot of bad publicity, and there's been a major effort by some big conglomerates to try and destroy our company and fight against what we've developed. Obviously, it could damage some of the major countries' GDP if you disrupt the oil. And this is what this does. And in fact,
yeah, but on the other side of the coin, instantly we wouldn't be in the clutches of a terrorist nation, OPEC, if you will. You know, OPEC, I know, is not a nation, but I'm just saying this. Access of evil OPEC, which sets these prices and forces us to be in bed with terrorist nations in a variety of ways. We could literally become independent, change all that, and not offend the environmentalists along the way, right?
Right. So now, you completely change the whole thing. Like, for example, Utah, we import a lot of our energy, and so we have to spend money to other countries, other states for our energy. And we import most of our food, so we have to spend money on outside the state of Utah, say. But if you had this, you would become self-sufficient as a state, and the people inside the state would not be putting money outside the state for all these commodities that we're now doing, which make our state very rich, you know. And we have enough water. We got plenty of land. And so now we would be an exporter of food and energy products. And if we made these devices in Utah, for example, I mean, the electric car obviously can be made here. It's not a problem. There's airplanes, there's a new jet engine, electric jet engines that we've developed now, which we can now burn coal or hide algae or something like that in airplanes, and now we the cost of airplane flight goes down, and we have, you know, we have a lot of technology that's very interesting. For example, we have a vertical takeoff airplane that converts to a regular airplane. So we're really happy with what we're doing, and like I said, it's expensive and it takes some time, but we do have a product now that's coming online, and we're out of research and development. Now we're just moving in production, so that's all we're doing now, and it's fun place to be. It's a it's a it's an exciting opportunity to have the opportunity to develop something like this, where you can see people's life changing, and not just when you, I mean, you look at these islands where they had the hurricanes go through, they don't have power back yet. They don't have clean water. If they would have had this system in those islands there, they wouldn't even notice there was even a problem. You'd have water and power and refrigeration and food supply. You could grow your own food, all of that. And I mean, you talk about food storage, but if you had a coal you could store for 3 years, and from that coal and the sun and the combination of all the resources that we have to produce energy, you'd have three to four years of food storage, clean water, heat for your home, refrigeration, air conditioning, all the commodities that you have now, and all the things that you enjoy, you would still have, even in very rough times where everybody else would be struggling. You'd be in a pretty good place, you know. Hydroponics, for example, you know, you can grow all your own food. You can grow food for chickens and pigs and cows. So, yeah, you could have a pretty good lifestyle with a minimal amount of, information. I mean, we are going into an age, like you said, of robotics, okay? Robotics are taking over a major portion of our society. The fact is, we have been involved in automation there for a long time. We still are. And we have a new way of developing robotics ourselves. We're producing patents. We have patents on the first fingerprint technology that's out there today, face recognition. We have the first patents on that. Iris recognitions, all of those things are our patents, where we've developed a way for computers to actually see these fingerprints and make an automatic identification of those fingerprints. We're using that today, and we're developing new technologies for robotics to be able to, replace a lot of the labor that goes in. But if you have this system, it becomes the machines and the automation becomes a benefit to us, where it can pick your food and take care of the food. And so instead of it being a deterrent, automation can be a benefit. And it doesn't have to be so scary to go from one technology to another. We can all benefit. The whole world could benefit from technology. So, yeah, I think that we're on the right page. And electric cars, they're going to take over the market. There's no question. But what you have to have is being able to charge your batteries. Well, we have that.
So who do you think will jump on this quickly? Will it be the Elon Musks of the world? Will it be the Donald Trumps seeing something? Will it be politicians that back this? For who do you think will be kind of the first one that will literally give this this push to kind of force a lot of this to be dealt with and not ignored or crushed or et cetera? How do you think it's going to kind of evolve? Any idea?
Well, yeah, the major car companies have already decided they're going to do that. We're just in contact with some of them right now, where they make the cars and we provide the capacitors and energy for it, and that's all we have to replace in these electric cars. You'll have FedEx, you'll have UPS, and all the trucking companies get on board where you can. You have electric trucks where you can charge them right there in the cities and make it so that, the car transportation fuel is considerably less. It's about at least a third of the price, and then you have the maintenance that you save on the trucks themselves. The electric trucks will last a lot longer. So there are a lot of trucking companies that would come on board on this. But right now, you've got five new electric cars coming out of the five major car companies. I think General Motors is bringing out one, and that'll compete with, I think about 40,000. And then they have, I think, Toyota and I think Honda. Anyway, there's some big car companies that were in the mode of visiting with, and they provide the basic car. We provide the thing to replace it with. And it's all done worldwide. So we get pre-sales. We pre-sell the car, and then General Motors can just build them.
All right, we're going to keep an eye on these technologies, Mr. Johnson. I think it's something worthy of our watch. It's worthy of getting involved, learning about it. Kurt went and took a tour down in Delta, Utah, where you've got a lot of your test and proof and concept technologies that are available now. Kurt was very impressed with that, and I think people are learning about it every day. I'd like to see somebody like a politician jump on this thing and say, hey, let's sit down with Donald Trump and discuss these disruptive technologies that can change the world. If Donald wants to create an economic engine and make America great again, I think it starts at ground zero with these technologies, sir.
Well, we would invite anybody, that would like to help. With all of the people trying to destroy us, it gets pretty wearisome. But we're surviving, and we're making sales, and they're doing quite well, actually. So.
All right, Kurt, we're flat out of time. Last word's yours.
We want to thank Neldon Johnson, and we want to suggest you, ladies and gentlemen, check out things. Their website's rapower3.com. If you want to ask us more questions, you can communicate with us any time. But thank you, Mr. Johnson, for being with us.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it, so thanks.
Godspeed. We'll have you back. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Neldon Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, disruptive technologies at the helm. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you. It's one of the things we do. It's all about news that the networks refuse to use. Why aren't the networks talking about this, ladies and gentlemen? You got to ask that question too, don't you? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved today, would you please? This nation shall endure.